Hare Krishna. So here I am in Sri Vrindavan Dham, and how wonderful it is to be here. No doubt, Tirupati is a wonderful place, and there are so many other wonderful places, holy places in India, but there's no place like Vrindavan. Today is the disappearance day of Narottam Das Thakur. Like the disappearance day of other acharyas, it's a greatly unfortunate occasion to be bereft of the association of great acharyas, but it's inevitable. Everyone, even Krishna and his incarnations, they come and they also go and they also leave. But they leave behind them the legacy of their teachings, their pastimes. For us, Narottam Das Thakur has left behind his own works, Prarthana, Prem Bhakti Chandrika, two wonderful books of songs. Prem Bhakti Chandrika is... sit on that. You get wet.
What?
Prem Bhakti Chandrika is one book, a continuous book with a continuous train of thought, whereas Prarthana, it is also a sequential presentation of thought, but somewhat different, different meters in the songs, and not as sequential as Prem Bhakti Chandrika, but all are necessary for practicing devotees and perfected devotees for their advancement in devotional service. Srila Prabhupada would often quote Narottam Das Thakur, sing his songs. So like the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, these books are for us scripture and essential for our advancement and progress in devotional service, very much so. And Narottam Das Thakur's disappearance is, in one sense, very unique. Unique in the sense that its cause reminds us of not only the importance, but also the value that Vaishnavas place on devotees, and particularly devotee friends. Narottam Das Thakur had already decided to leave the world once prior to his actual departure, which was when many smarta Brahmins were criticizing him that as someone born in a Kayasta family, he was initiating Brahmins, and so he was tired of all that criticism and decided that he would leave the world. But he didn't. Rather, he continued to stay at the request of his disciples. This would just add more fuel to the fire of the smartas' misconceptions. So Narottam Das Thakur did remain and continued with his preaching. However, at a certain point, while living at Kaituri, news came to him that Srinivas Acharya and Ramachandra Kaviraj had left this world. And that was devastating news. Srinivas was more than just a friend. He was also a Shiksha Guru. He was somewhat elder to Narottam Das Thakur. And Ramachandra Kaviraj, Srinivas's disciple, he was a very close, intimate friend. They were like almost inseparable friends. And when Narottam Das Thakur heard that, he really lost his will to live. He didn't want to live anymore. He really decided that he would leave this world. So how valuable are Vaishnava friendships, indispensable are Vaishnava friendships, friends whom we traverse the difficulties and ecstasies that we experience through devotional service, whom we share so many joys and pleasures with. What is life worth? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was talking to Ramananda Roy, he asked, and Ramananda Roy, what's the most difficult thing? What's the most painful thing in this world? And Ramananda Roy replied, the most painful thing is to be without the association of Vaishnavas, to be without Vaishnava association. We experience that just whenever any Vaishnava we hear of leaves this world. But how much more so when we have the association of that Vaishnava is integral to our advancement and development in Krishna consciousness. And that was the case between these Vaishnavas, Narottam, Ramachandra, and Srinivasacharya. And so it reminds me of in Vedic times how wives, when their husbands died, they would consider that separation so painful that even the flames of a funeral pyre were soothing by comparison. And so they would voluntarily, not by force, they would voluntarily enter into that funeral pyre. Similarly, when Narottam also heard, now Srinivas and Ramachandra have left this world, he just gave up all will to live. And he left this world like Haridas Thakur, like Bhishma Dev, that he gave up his body according to his will. There was no particular malady, no disease. It wasn't of old age. He just decided, now I'm going to go. And he went back to Godhead. So he went to the Padma River, and there are various versions. One is that as he was bathing in the Padma River, that his body just dissolved, turned into milk, transformed into milk, and flowed away into the waters of the Padma. Everything is possible for such great personalities. There's no reason that it cannot happen. But in any case, we know that for sure Srinivas Acharya and Ramachandra Kaviraj's departure was the cause of Narottam Das's own leaving this world. So, aside from meditating on Narottam Das Thakur, aside from hearing his songs, it's a message. Nothing that happens in Krishna consciousness is by accident. Everything is instruction to us, and it's a message. How much to value the association of Vaishnavas, how much we should strive to have friends in Krishna consciousness, and how much we should value actually the friendship of Vaishnav saints. Indispensable. Life's not worth living without them. Hare Krishna.